Welcome in. Today we're building Impact for Jungle and Old School DNB vibes in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only. Beginner friendly, but the goal is grown sounding results. Drums up front, bass heavy, but controlled, and that drop hits you in the chest feeling without your master limiter doing all the heavy lifting. Before we touch any process in, quick mindset. Impact is contrast plus headroom. Not everything loud all the time. If you give the mix space to breathe, the big moments actually feel big. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175. I'm going to say 170 as a sweet spot. Now gain staging. Get your kick and snare peaking roughly around minus 10 to minus 8 dB. Bass peaking around minus 12 to minus 9. And while you're building, aim for the master peaking around minus 6 dB. That headroom is your safety zone. Coach tip that will save you hours. Level matched bypass. Every time you add drum bus, saturator, glue, anything that adds loudness, pull the output down so the processed version is about the same volume as bypass. If on is always louder, your brain will always pick it, and you'll end up overcooking everything. Optional, but highly recommended, drop a reference track onto an auto track, a classic jungle or 90s DNB tune that has the vibe you want. Turn it down to about minus 12 dB so it doesn't blow your mix away. Toggle it occasionally, especially for three things: how bright the hats really are, how loud the snare body feels, and how controlled the low end is between kick hits. Now, what we're building today is basically a simple template: a drum bus that hits and feels glued, a bass bus with a clean sub plus a gritty mid layer, and a gentle mix bus ching to make it feel finished without crushing the groove. Alright, step 1. The drum bus. You'll usually have a break loop, like an amen-ish loop, plus a kick one shot for weight, plus a snare one shot for crack. Select those drum tracks, group them, and name the group drum bus. On the drum bus, we're going to use four stock devices in a specific order: EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, then saturator. First, EQ8. Put a high pass around 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is not about making it thin. It's about removing sub-rumble that steals headroom and makes your limiter panic later. If the drums feel muddy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB with a medium Q. And if you want a tiny bit of air, a gentle lift around 7 to 10 kHz, like plus 1 to plus 2. Keep it subtle. Next, drum bus. This is your impact in a box, but don't treat it like a magic loud button. Start with drive around 8%, boom around 15%. For boom frequency, if you want deep weight, set it around 50 to 60 Hz. If you want a more audible thump, go 70 to 80. Then transient. This is huge for jungle. Start around plus 12. If it gets fizzy, bring up damp a bit, like 10 to 30%. And remember, match the output to bypass. Then glue compressor. This is for togetherness, not for smashing. Set ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 milliseconds so the crack of the snare and the snap of the break can get through. Release on auto is totally fine. Then bring the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you see 6 dB constantly, you're probably flattening the life out of it. Leave makeup off and adjust the output manually. Then saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 3 dB to start, anywhere from 2 to 6 depending on how aggressive you want it. Pull the output down so it's level matched. If you want a little character, turn on color and try something like a bit warmer, but lightly. The goal is density and closeness, not harshness. At this point, your drums should feel closer to your face. Not necessarily louder on the meter, but more forward in perception. That's impact. Now step 2, treat the break itself, because jungle breaks often need taming more than boosting. Go to the break track, not the whole drum bus. Add EQ8, high pass around 40 to 60 Hz because breaks rarely need true sub. If the break is harsh, dip around 3 to 6 kHz by maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB with a tighter Q. If it's dull, a tiny high shelf around 10 kHz, like plus 1 dB and stop. Remember, breaks can sound slightly dull soloed and still feel perfect in the mix. You're aiming for controlled cymbals, not sparkle spray. Optional, a lighter drum bus on the break itself. Drive 3 to 7%, transient plus 5 to plus 10, just to add a little snap without piling on too much grit. And if the loop is too roomy or the tail is washing out your groove, add a gate. Set the threshold so the room wash reduces. Then adjust the return or release around 150 to 300 milliseconds so it tightens without sounding like it's choking. Jungle should feel tight and urgent, not like it's in a giant cave, unless that's a deliberate aesthetic. Coach note, find your snare anchor. Old school impact often comes from one stable snare fundamental. On the snare track, sweep a bell EQ around 160 to 240 Hz. When you hit the spot that makes the snare feel like it leans forward without needing more volume, remember it. Protect it. Don't accidentally scoop it out later on your drum bus EQ. Step 3. Bass impact by splitting sub and mid. This is the classic move for rolling D&B. Sub is stable and mono. Mid is character and audibility on small speakers. Duplicate your bass or create two bass tracks, sub bass and mid bass. Group them into bass bus. On the SUB bass track, we keep it clean. EQ 8 first. Low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Start at 100. The idea is, no chorus, no fizz, no stereo weirdness down there. If it's too boomy, a tiny dip around 50 to 60 Hz can help. Then a compressor to keep the sub steady note to note. Ratio 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on louder notes. You want a solid floor, not a wild animal. Now very important. Utility on the SUB bass. Set width to 0%. Mono sub. This is one of the fastest why does it suddenly sound pro moves, and it also helps your low-end survive club systems. On the MID bass track, EQ 8 first. High pass around 90 to 130 Hz. Start at 110, so it doesn't fight the sub. If you need more readability, a small boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help it speak on phone speakers. Then choose one distortion option to start. Keep it simple. Either saturator or roar, both stock in Live 12. If you go saturator, soft clip on, drive around 6 dB to start, maybe 4 to 10 depending on tone. If you go roar, pick a mild preset, and bring the wet down. Aim for 10 to 30% wet. The biggest beginner mistake is turning the bass into a cool distorted sound that no longer sits in the track. We want character that still behaves. Optional compressor on the mid if it's too jumpy, ratio 2 to 1, 1 to 3 dB reduction, just to keep it consistent. Now on the bass bus group, EQ 8, and if it's boxy, dip 200 to 350 Hz by about 2 dB. Then a glue compressor with ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 ms, auto release, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Step 4. Sidechain for space, so drums stay dominant. On the bass bus, add a compressor and enable sidechain. Sidechain input. Your kick track, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds, and you can time it to the tempo so the bass breathes musically. Bring the threshold down until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. If you want extra bounce, you can also sidechain to the snare lightly, like 1 to 3 dB, either with a second compressor or by routing a ghost trigger situation. But keep it tasteful. The point is, kick and snare land clearly. The bass rolls around them. Advanced but easy variation. Instead of ducking the whole bass bus, duck just the SUB bass strongly, and duck the MID bass less, or not at all. That keeps the groove audible while the low end stays disciplined. Step 5. Make the drop feel bigger. This is where a lot of impact actually comes from. Arrangement moves can do what mixing can't. Here are three quick ones you can do right now. First, 8 bars before the drop. Strip the low end. Put auto filter on the drum bus or the break track. Use a high pass filter and automate it up to around 200 to 400 Hz as you approach the drop. You're creating tension by removing weight. Second, right before the drop, add a microsilence. Literally cut everything for an eighth note or a quarter note. It's that classic suck in the air moment, and when the drop hits, the same level feels way bigger because of contrast. Third, add a fill. Take your break. Put it in simpler and slice mode, and trigger a quick snare rush or a little stutter fill at the end of a phrase. Jungle loves these tiny edits. They make the track feel alive. Coach tip. Try frequency reveals, not just volume rises. For example, right before the drop, automate utility gain down a touch, like minus 1.5 dB, while you also filter out lows. Then at the drop, restore both. The ear hears that as a bigger jump than volume alone. Step 6. A subtle mix bus chain. We are not mastering here, we're just giving it a touch of finish. On the master or better, on a pre-master group, add EQ 8 with a gentle high pass around 20 to 25 Hz, then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 ms, release auto and keep gain reduction extremely light, like 0.5 to 2 dB maximum. Then a limiter. Set ceiling to minus 1.0 dB. Increase gain until it's shaving about 1 to 3 dB on peaks. If the drums lose snap, back off the limiter and fix loudness upstream on the drum bus and bass control. Big rule, Pick one element to be your loudness generator. In this style, it's usually the drum bus saturation and gentle clipping behavior, not smashing the master limiter. If you chase loudness on the master, you flatten the groove and the track stops rolling. Quick troubleshooting, because these problems happen to everyone. If everything starts sounding harsh and smeared, you're probably oversaturating. Compare bypass, level matched, and back off. A little goes far. If the mix feels loud but not punchy, you likely have too many sources with low end. Decide who owns the sub. Usually, only the sub bass. High pass the break and the mid bass properly. If the drum sounds small and flat, you're compressing too hard or too fast. Ease off gain reduction. Use a slightly slower attack, and let drum bus transient do more of the punch work. If kick and bass fight forever, sidechain first, then EQ. Don't start an endless EQ war. Now a quick 20-minute practice exercise you can do after this lesson. Load one break loop, one kick, one snare, and one bass. Group drums into drum bus. At EQ 8 with a 30hz high pass, drum bus with drive 8% and transient plus 12, glue at 2 to 1 with 3ms attack and 1 to 3db gain reduction. Bullet bass into sub and mid. Sub gets low pass around 100hz and utility width 0%. MID gets high pass around 110hz and saturator drive around 6db. Sidechain the bass bus to the kick for about 3 to 5db of ducking. Then add one drop automation. Autofilter high pass rising to around 300hz for 8 bars. Then slam it back at the drop.